Welcome to the Fabric Podcast. This episode was recorded as part of a series of live gatherings called Because I Love You. In a moment, you'll hear Greg and Chris Meyer share the idea of a pause box as a chance to create a ritual for individual or group reflection in this season leading up to Christmas. Go to the Fabric website if you need a little more detail or help creating your own pause box.
We're glad to have you with us, Greg Meyer with Fabric here. And we are talking right now, started something brand new called Because I Love You. And that is an answer to a question, of course. And the question is, why do you love me? And the answer is, because I love you. And we're exploring that in four different ways. And today we're exploring it through this idea of beautiful. What does it mean to be beautiful? And what does beautiful, the world, the fact that we live in this beautiful world, tell us? And how we are loved. What I want us to do today is to redefine our understanding of what is beautiful and what love is. I mean, we all know, those are not new words or anything like that, we all have a pretty basic understanding of love and how we are loved by people we like and so on, and we also have a pretty basic understanding of what is beautiful, at least in terms of the kind of, I would say, maybe the narrow parameters that our culture defines beauty by, that we have learned to recognize it as. But what if there was love that was being shown to you that you didn't recognize, maybe never recognized, and because you didn't recognize it, you never appreciated it. You never got the message of love from it. And what if there was beauty around you that you either dismissed because you hadn't been taught to think it was beautiful, or maybe you just never looked close enough to see it and to realize that it was there for you to appreciate. There's more to both of those, I think. Jeanette's photography and then her pairing it with music and with poetry are ways that she shows us the beauty that she finds around the world. If you know Jeanette, I mean, this is who she is and what she does. She looks for beauty, and she looks closely, and sometimes she waits a long time to capture it. And then quite often, she finds herself being surprised by the beauty that pops up that she then tries to get a picture of, or, you know, tries to capture in some way. And in my conversations with her, I think those are the most delightful for her, the ones that she never knew was coming, and I kind of get that. And if you know Jeanette, this is not a project for her. This is who she is. This is what she does. She finds so much delight in what she is capturing here, and she feels, because she's documenting the love that she's feeling from the world that is surrounding us, and her sharing it with us is both her way of letting us know how we are loved by this incredible world that we are part of, but it's also her way of loving us by letting us hear these messages as well. You know, the world is beautiful in ways that are just too simple, too small, too intricate, and too amazing for any of us to ever notice most of the time, sometimes at all. And that beauty is telling you and me in a way that we seldom seem to notice that we are held, we are cared for, we are loved by this universe that we are part of, that we are woven into, that we are part of the fabric of, right? And over and over again, I find it really interesting that the Bible, we just don't see this, but the Bible keeps trying to move our focus back to this kind of stuff. It constantly is showing us the details, the examples, stuff that is around us that is so amazing, and there's a message there that we gloss over because we look past all that simple stuff in the world. And also, it is sometimes a better metaphor than our maybe adult, default, logical, sophisticated, philosophical contemplations that we try to explain all this with. And so we get, a garden starting the story. We have the sparrows, we have the lilies, we have trees growing by streams of water, we have, Jesus. Jesus was pointed at hundreds and hundreds of years ago, or what Jesus represented to us from this love that God has for us. What Jesus was pointed to not by a theological treatise on the Trinity, but Jesus was pointed at by, or as a shoot coming out of a stump that could just as well be growing in your own yard or in the boulevard down the street from where you live. I mean, you probably know these words. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of Yahweh, I am who I am, that all that is, right, shall rest on this one. And then these are words that might sound familiar to some of you. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yahweh. The delight of this one is to be in awe of I am who I am. The delight of this one is to just to stand in awe of this universe that we are held by, that we are cared for, that we are loved by. So this week is a week to see the love that the beauty of the world holds for you and how you share that with others. And when I say this week, I don't mean this 30 minutes in this week, I mean this week. And we want to do that with a pause box, which all of you have one of. And Chris, would you come up here and join me for this?
Yes, I will.
Yes. So Chris, my partner in life, co-conspirator, and I'll leave it at that.
Sometimes boss.
Yeah. Knowing laughter out there. Okay. So we're using a pause box. You all have one in front of you. What we want to do is take time to pause, right? On a daily basis, hopefully, but however regularly in your own life, but to pause and to think about these things that we're trying to contemplate and be closer to God with. So go ahead, open your pause box and just take a breath. Don't be in too big of a hurry.
If you look at it, there's a piece of paper here and it says, open it and take a breath of thanks.
So this might be something you do at the dinner table at the end of your meal. If you're a household, do it together. If you're on your own, you can do it on your own as well.
And then you'll find a lovely tea towel, which is a cloth. It's a physical way of just marking a space, a pausing space that you're taking right now. So you can fold that out and make it fit your space. If it's too big, you can fold it in half. There are no rules. It's just a physical reminder that we are holding some space here now. We're going to take some time out to talk and think about these things.
I like the fact that it might be a little big for your space because you're trying to claim, right? You know that doing this is going to impose on your schedule. It's a good message. So after that is a candle, and you do not have a candle in your pause box. That's something you're going to have to supply at home. So each week, you could do this daily, but then every week, like this is an Advent candle sort of thing, if you want to think about it that way, be lighting that. And then you're going to find a whole bunch of tiles inside. You'll have put 30 tiles in there, and they are blank. And you are going to have to letter them yourself.
So we cheated and did that ahead of time. Are those all lettered, too?
No, yours are not lettered. So you can just, like, pull out a bunch and put them out and pretend they say beautiful.
This is a time when kids might get involved, and they might, you know, have the word, and you can each letter a a letter tile or whatever, U-T, and you can practice spelling.
Okay, so then, now you've created your space and you've set it up, and now we have three questions, and these are on your card, the three questions. And for every one, there is an object. And the first one is?
This. Can anyone find this in your box? This is a washer. We do not have screwdrivers or screws or anything else. We're not going to do some crafty sort of thing. We are going to use these as a spyglass. And when you look through it, you'll notice that your focus is narrowed a little bit, and you can notice the small things, right?
It's reminding you to look. So the question, and this is on that little card, is where have I seen love in something beautiful this or today? I think it's always good to keep today. Where is somewhere I have seen something, I have seen love in something beautiful today?
Greg, did you see any beautiful things today?
Yeah, so I was sitting out early this morning, and the sun was rising, and the chickadee was at the feeder, and I was watching it, and I just enjoyed it, and I realized I had a smile on my face, and just was like happy, and I felt warmth, and I thought, wow, I'm not only enjoying this, like, I'm experiencing love. The world is in a strange way, a different definition of love, right? But is showing me love and caring for me and holding me. And I said, this is a good place to be. That was the one I had.
I was walking here today and I looked up and I could see the patterns of the trees on the sky. And I was wondering, oh, this tree has a different shape than this tree. Then I walked over the bridge over the creek and I looked down and the ice was forming on the edge of the creek. And I noticed the fingers of ice crystals reaching out looked like the fingers of the branches of the trees. And I was thinking, oh, look at the patterns. This is really beautiful. And it made me feel a part of, or kind of getting a chance to witness some beautiful, the beauty of nature and the patterns that were there.
So after that, you're going to find the second question is a bee.
Really fun one. Find the sparkly little bee.
It's an
itty
bitty little guy in there. You might have to dig around and find it. You can pull that out. And what you might want to do with this is, like, you can take these out one by one, and everybody who's in your household can go through and respond to it. Or everybody can, like, pick the one that they want and talk about. Or
you can close your eyes and draw it out and say, oh, I got the bee today.
No rules. And if you have your own questions and you don't want to do ours, it's okay. Don't tell anybody else, but it's okay, right? So this is the wording for this is, where have I been love? How can I be love? Where have I been love in a beautiful way today? Where have I been love?
Or so how can I be love today, too?
So looking forward or what you have done, either way.
Yeah.
So how have you...
So for me, I was, I was walking over here, and besides looking up and looking down, every once in a while I noticed some litter, some trash lying around, and so I pick it up because I knew I could find a garbage can just down the block, and I just kind of kept doing that on my way. And so I felt like since I feel loved by the earth, the trees, the water. I should be responding to that in some way and loving it back. So I felt like cleaning up a little bit was good for the earth, and it was also good for the people around me. So that's how I was love.
I
in a beautiful way.
Right, and that brings up the last one, which is this question mark, because when you share that, Chris, one of the things I think about, well, picking up trash, that's not beautiful. I mean, trash is ugly, right? But what did I start out by saying, I want us to redefine what it beautiful and what love is. And there is a lot, my wondering, so this, the question mark, which is missing a little dot on the bottom, so use your imagination. The question mark is, this is my wondering about this today, what we're talking about. And my wondering is, what about all the stuff that really isn't beautiful? I mean, litter is one thing, but what about the person who's dying of COVID? What about this whole pandemic? I mean, what about that tough stuff? Is there love in those things? Is there beauty in that somehow, somewhere? Do I need to be in a different place, different time to see it? I don't have an answer to that. That's a wondering that I have, that I know I struggle with, and I think it's important to name it. It's a little too easy to just say, well, everything is beautiful and you're loved by everything. So I know that's harder than that.
And I wonder if I can go out this week and be beautiful in a loving way in the world, and how I can kind of notice the beauty around me and see that as loving me.
I'm willing to give you some suggestions.
So
anyway.
By the way, just a little aside for those, the question mark is a sponge, so put it in water and it will fatten up.
Yeah, when you have your own at home, some one of your kids, whatever, stick it in water and let it puff up. So there's one piece to the pause box to do yet, and so pull out your three strands. And I think most of you are familiar with these. We have the three strands, the one representing your true self, another one representing others, which isn't just people, but all the world, all of creation, and then the third, which is that third strand, that which is bigger, beyond, between, beneath, around, within all of us, which is often referred to as God, but God can't quite capture it all. So take those and put them out, get them kind of lined up, and put a knot at the top so that holds them all together, right? So this is sort of your closing piece to this ritual that hopefully you have with your household, or you can be doing all by yourself. And so what I'd invite you to do is whoever has it first and finally put a little knot in it, and then just make one braid in it. And this might be a great opportunity to teach some people how to braid.
Or tie a knot with three strands.
Yeah. So just do one braid. And as I do that, I'm thinking about how am I woven, maybe even how what we did today made me feel a little bit more woven with the world. And I'm be welcome to say something about it to the people at the table with me at that time, or I can simply just do it and pass it to the next person, who will then also add another braid to it, and then it goes back in the box or on the table. And so that's sort of a closing prayer that you have together. A moment of recognizing your connectedness and all of our connectedness.
So thank you for participating in this and going through this.
Thanks for listening. We hope this conversation continues in your life. You can connect with others through our social media accounts at FabricMPLS, or find resources for discussion with smaller groups, family, and friends on our website, fabricmpls.com.